My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Words taken from today's gospel. And these words, my dear brothers, the words of Jesus should give us a time of deep and soul searching as we reflect on the gospel for today. There are many times in our lives when our commitment to Jesus is tested to the breaking point. There are times in our lives when the full impact of Jesus' word in today's gospel hit home with frightening force. Some hardship or tragedy strikes us, and we are tempted not to pick up our cross and follow Jesus. We are tempted to turn away from Jesus and follow in his footsteps no longer. For example, it's hard for a young woman to pick up her cross and follow Jesus after being rejected and cast aside by someone she loved deeply. It is hard for an old man to pick up his cross and follow Jesus after he has been forcefully placed in a nursing home. It is hard for a wife to pick up her cross and follow Jesus when her husband spends his nights away from her and the children. It is hard for a young man to pick up his cross and follow Jesus after a drunk driver has doomed him to spend the rest of his life in a wheelchair. My dear brothers and sisters, what do people like this do when the cross that has suddenly been thrust upon them seems to exceed their strength to carry it? When such a cross finds its way into our life, we must recall that there was a time in the life of Jesus when his cross exceeded his strength to carry it. And when the time came, Jesus had to accept the help of a stranger, Simon of Cyrene. Think of it. The Son of Man, the Savior of the world, had to admit to himself and to the world that he lacked the strength to carry his cross. If the Son of Man had the humility to do this, then certainly we should have the humility to follow suit. When the cross in our life becomes too heavy for us to carry, we should reach out for help as Jesus did. And to whom do we reach out? First and foremost, we reach out to Jesus himself. Jesus knows what it feels like to stagger and fall beneath a cross. He knows what it feels like to have to admit a cross has become too heavy to carry alone. He knows what it feels like to have to humble yourself and accept help from another. Beside reaching out to Jesus, however, we should also reach out to other people like us, to a spouse, a parent, a friend, or even to a professional counselor if need be. Today's gospel, my dear brothers and sisters, is an invitation to each one of us to ask ourselves the humbling question, are there times in our lives when it becomes next to impossible for us to pick up our crosses and follow Jesus? If our answer to that question is yes, then today's gospel holds out a challenge for us. It challenges us to do what Jesus did when his own cross became too heavy to carry. It challenges us to reach out for help. Finally, the story of how Simon of Cyrene helped Jesus carry his cross makes us ask ourselves this question: how do we respond to people when they reach out to us for help? Do we refuse to help them? Do we help them reluctantly or grudgingly? Or do we help them compassionately and cheerfully? Let me close with a prayer that summarizes the invitation and the challenges contained in today's gospel. Give us your strength, Lord, for sometimes things get tough and we are ready to quit. Give us your love, Lord, because sometimes people reject us and we are tempted to hate. Give us your eyes, Lord, because sometimes life gets dark and we lose our way. Give us your courage, Lord, because often we are put under pressure and it's hard to do what is right. Give us yourself, Lord, because our hearts were made for you, and we will not rest until we rest in you. We ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.